This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله أما بعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته my dear brothers and sisters in Islam and welcome back to another episode of To My Daughter From the Heart to the Heart. Last time I left you hanging and I won't do that again inshallah. I talked briefly about the story of the three shirts. I'll make this episode about the storytelling, how to increase the aqidah, the belief and the creed and Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula in your daughters and sons. So let us go on a storytelling journey. Please join me on this journey about the story of the three shirts. You know the story of Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam revolves around the three shirts. I did allude to it earlier, but now let me go through the details. The first shirt was when they came with damin kadib. They said, akalahu dhib. They lied. They said the wolf ate. And you know when you're lying, you're not very concrete. You're not so much confident because you don't have the evidence. But when you are, they says, Is'al al-'ir, ask the village, ask the people, and where we have the support. But because they didn't, they lied. So the first shirt was a shirt of false betrayal and lying. So my dear sons and daughters, please, do not adopt the shirt. Get rid of it. Because the hadith says you will yakthib wa yataharra al-kathib hatta yuktab indallahi kathuba. You will be lying and lying and you will concentrate and you will have people making laughing and they love you because you're lying. You're lying to them and you become famous and all of a sudden this is becomes your lifestyle till be written in the sight of Allah as a liar. And the opposite is true. You'll be saying the truth till you be told and written in the sight of Allah as Siddiq. If you want to be resurrected with Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh, tell the truth. The first shirt is a shame. So we should never wear that shirt. And even if you do, you have to get rid of it quick. The second shirt was the one where the wife of the Aziz, the minister of finance, wanted Yusuf alayhi salam. And he was so strong in iman and faith. He says, Ma'ad Allah, innahu rabbi ahsana mathwai. He is my Lord. He took protection, Allah subhanahu wa jalla fila. One narration says, is my Allah, and he says, the one that he raised me, the one that you're a wife of. Ahsana mathwai. He created me in the best fashion. So it's not good to betray those who you trust, or those who trust you. So the shirt was the one that was ripped from the back, not the front. Because of that, and you have to understand, I want you, my dear daughter, to raise that banner. Ma'ad Allah. I seek protection in Allah if I ever go astray or be misled by others or myself, my own whims and desires. I remember some of the stories about Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu warda. He says, أَرْبَعَ صُلِّتُ عَلَيَّ أَرْبَعًا مَا صُلِّتُ إِلَّا لِجَلْبِ مَشَقَّةِ وَعَنَائِي نَفْسِي وَالدُّنْيَا وَالْهَوَى وَالشَّيْطَانِ كَيْفَ الْخَلَاصُ وَكُلُّهُمْ أَعْدَائِي. Among the stories I want to share with you is the story of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. And we have plenty of stories, but just for now. He says, four things I was plagued with. Nafsi, myself, wa dunya, life, wal hawa, this, my whims and desires, was shaitan and Satan, they rejected. Kayf al khalas? How do I save myself? How do I get rid of them? Wa kulluhum a'da'i, and they're all of my enemies. So remember that when you wear a shirt. Don't ever wear that shirt. But the last shirt was the shirt of hope, where he took his shirt off and says, give this to my father. Even the narration says that he smelled the aroma of Yusuf when the camels left. And he felt he came, فَرْتَدَّ basira. His vision came back to him. So I always want you to wear that shirt, the shirt of hope. Don't ever despair. Be a beacon of light. Be a guidance for those who despair. Because the hadith says, مَنْ قَالَ هَلَكَ النَّاسِ فَهُوَ أَهْلَكَهُمْ Or uhlik, meaning the one, he is the one that destroyed them, or the one that is the most destroyed among them. Either or is bad. So the third shirt was all about hope. So I want you to be the beacon of hope. If everybody else despairs, you still have to be tight, strong. لا يكن أحدكم إمعا. Don't be a follower, but be a leader. And if everybody despairs, remember what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says. من قال هلك الناس فهو أهلكهم. If you tell people we're toast, we're destroyed, you are the one who destroyed them, or you will be the one that most destroyed among them. I want to share more stories with you. This is about muraqabah. Understanding that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَهُمْ فِي قِصَّةٍ عِبْرَةٍ. There's stories for them for ponder and reflect, for those who are righteous. So we have to take their stories, our predecessors, to learn from them. So the companions used to teach their children before they go to sleep, Allahu nadhirun ilayh, Allahu ma'i, Allah sees me, Allah hears me, Allah is with me. So this is all about muraqabah and muhasabah. You know, I want to share with you a story with a hadith. You know, when a man came to ask Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, what have you prepared? And what is the sa'ah? And when Jibreel alayhi salam came, long story. But he asked him about what is Islam. He says the five pillars of Islam. He says, sadaqt, you tell the truth. I know most of us know the hadith, but it's just a quick reminder, wallahi. He says, what is iman? He said, the six pillars of iman. Islam is buni ala khams, Islam is 1, 2, 3, and iman is 1, 2, 3, believing in that unseen and so on. He says, what is ihsan? So what is this excellence? He says, أَن تَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ فَإِنْ لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكَ. Worship your Lord as if you see him, and if you don't see him, he surely sees you. And that's where we're at. He says, مَتَ السَّاعَةَ. When is the hour? He says, لَسَّائِلُ عَنْهَا أَعْلَمُ مِنَ الْمَسْؤُولِ. The one that's asking does not know more than the one that is being asked. So what do we learn from this? Muraqaba. I have to raise my children to be conscious of Allah, because I cannot be with them all the time. I cannot police them all the time. They're on their own. They have to be independent. They have to be raised as leaders. So why is that hadith in that aspect? First of all, the scholars say the Islam part, the pillars, is outwardly. It what is apparent, what you deal, what people see. So it is the extension. It's what's manifest, what is seen. Now you pray, people see you do that, and so on. But what is iman? It is what is the intentions, what is hidden. Only Allah knows, because we haven't seen Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi'ula. And we will, inshallah, on Judgment Day. And we see him in Jannah after a long, healthy, righteous life together, ya Rab. Ameen. That's our ultimate goal. We haven't seen the angels. We haven't seen the divine scriptures when they're revealed. We haven't seen the prophets receive them. We have not seen Judgment Day. We do believe in a divine decree, whether it's good or bad. We have to have that concrete belief and pillar in our faith, heart and soul and mind. So the first one, it says muraqabah. Understanding why. Because it's outwardly and internally. And both of them will lead you to excel in order for you to get to ihsan. So I want to teach you something today, oh my daughter. I want you to put a GoPro on your forehead. I want you to record everything you say, everything you do, everything you see, everything you hear, everyone you've been with, every place you've been to, and give me that video. I want to put it on my Facebook. Will you be proud of it? Or will you be ashamed of it? If you're afraid to give me that camera, how could you be not afraid of two angels writing everything you say, everything you hear, everywhere you've been, and everyone you've been with? So I want to teach you something today. Your eyes are like camera lenses. Your ears and your mouth are your MP3. Your mind is your modem. Your heart is your hard drive. Everything you say, hear, see, it will be uploaded on Judgment Day, not just downloaded here, ala ru'us al-ashhad, a day that is 50,000 years, where the sun leaves its orbit, comes close to your head, people be drenched in the sweat, and now you will hear, ayna fulan ibn fulan, where is so, the son of so? Halumma lil'adda ala jabbar, bring them, summon them, waqifuhum innahum mas'ulun. So you have to turn and know that there is no way out except back to Allah. So please be careful. And you know why the hadith says, مَتَ السَّاعَةَ. When is the hour? Because it says, because if you know that you will meet Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi'ala, You will be careful with your Islam, your ibadah, acts of worship. You will be careful with your iman, what is hidden in your intentions and the heart. And you will excel in doing everything because you know that you will be held accountable matasa'a on Judgment Day. Let me share another story with you. There was a young man, a shepherd. That was Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma and Abdurrahman ibn Auf and waqila others, and it was said others. They were traveling and they saw this young shepherd. He has the herd. And they were hungry and thirsty. He says, please, can you give us some meat? Can you give us some milk? He says, wallahi, you didn't have to ask me because it's honor to be host and hospitable to our guest. But if it were mine, I would have done it without you asking. But it doesn't belong to me. He says, don't worry. Just tell the owner that the wolf ate them. And he says, something that tuktab bisawad al-ayn, should be written with a gold leaf. You know what he said? I want you to raise this banner as you grow old. He says, Ayn Allah. You know what that means? Where is Allah? Not in our belief that Allah is in the heavens. But he's saying, if I do this, don't you think that Allah sees me? Allah is with me? Allah hears me? Abdullah ibn Umar was so impressed. He said, Ayn Allah? Ayn Allah? Ayn Allah? He turned around smiling, so proud of that man, learning a lesson from him as we learn from him. So I want you to, my dear daughter, to raise that banner. Every time you're in a difficulty, you can say, Ayn Allah? Anytime that shaitan whispers to you, wants to say, do something wrong, or say something wrong, or see something wrong, or be with someone is wrong, or the bad environment, you're going to have to ask yourself, Ayn Allah? Ayn Allah? Where is Allah? Another story I want to share with you. There was another young man that he was very hungry. The pain of hunger made him forget. He saw an apple underneath a tree. He ate it. After the pain of hunger is gone, he recognized it didn't belong to him. So he asked, who is the owner of this garden? He was told. He traveled far to get to the owner. He even took a boat to cross the other side. He finally found the owner. He says, please forgive me. Here's what happened. And the man was astonished. No young man in the right mind would come and admit to that. I didn't see you. I wasn't there. I didn't even know about it. You didn't have to come and tell me. So he knew there was something special about this young man. He says, I will not forgive you. He says, please forgive me. I will do anything. He says, the only way I'm going to forgive you is to marry my daughter. But before you know anything or say anything or make a decision, you have to know that my daughter cannot speak, cannot see, cannot hear, cannot walk, cannot talk. He says, I accept. In order to be forgiven, I accept. A beautiful girl comes through the door. Says, Assalamu alaikum. She can talk, she can walk, she can see, she can hear. Says, you lied to me. He says, no, I did not lie to you. When I said that my daughter cannot speak, she does not speak ill of anyone. No ghaiba, no namima, except what is righteous. When I said she cannot see, she cannot see anything that is haram, unlawful. When I said she cannot hear, she does not hear anything that is bad. She cannot walk, she doesn't walk to bad places, and so on and so forth. You know the young man that did that apple, when he married, you know the lineage of that marriage was Abu Hanifa al-Nu'man radiallahu anhu wa rahmatullahi alayhi. Allahu Akbar. Look at the fruit of that beautiful tree. Another story, Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu was walking in Medina one night. He hears a mother telling her daughter, add water to the milk. He knocks on the door. You know Umar radiallahu anhu, he doesn't mess around. He knocks on the door. He says, Taqillah, you cannot do that. It's haram. Be conscious of Allah. It's unlawful. You cannot mix that, add water to the milk. And he comes back around again. Another night, he hears the mother telling the daughter the same thing. So he hears now the daughter saying, didn't Amir al-Mu'mineen Umar radiallahu anhu say we cannot do that? He says, Aina Umar al-An? Where is Umar right now? He says, Aina Rabbu Umar? Where is the Lord of Umar? Allahu Akbar. So Umar radiallahu anhu was so impressed by young daughter. He goes home. He tells his son, one of you have to marry her. If you don't, I will. One of his sons actually get married to that daughter. And guess who was the fruit of that beautiful marriage? It was Umar ibn Abdul Aziz radiyallahu an. Allahu Akbar. You understand where this is going. You know what I'm preparing you for? It's coming, inshallah. But be patient with me. Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu an was walking one day, and of course when Umar was walking, people used to fear Umar. Used to run away, especially children. Except Ibn Zubayr, Abdullah Ibn Zubayr, Ibn al-Awwam, radiyallahu anhuma. So Umar says, ajaban, all the children ran except you. This is the son of Zubayr al-Awwam, Abdullah Ibn Zubayr Ibn al-Awwam, radiyallahu anhuma. This is the man that held onto the horse, placed himself underneath and penetrated the army, and all the way to the end and all the way back. Says, this is the son of the father. He trained his horse to do so. Allahu Akbar. His father used to have two swords, penetrate the whole army front and back. Never be touched. That's bravery. So when Umar asks him, how come he didn't run? He says, I did not make any commit any sin or mistake for me to be afraid of you. And I know you're just and fair. You will not oppress me. So why should I run? Ya salam. That is confidence I want to instill in you. You go straight path, no one will be able to touch you. Stay on the straight path. Hold on to Quran and Sunnah. Don't let anyone have a stick over your head to threaten you with. Be confident, brave, and strong that you will be, inshallah. I'll finish with one story. The story of Ashab al-Ukhdud. قُتِلَ أَصْحَابُ الْأُخْدُودِ النَّارِ ذَاتُ الْوَقُودِ إِذْ هُمْ عَلَيْهَا قُعُودِ. It's in Surah Al-Buruj. That trench, the people of the pit of the fire. The story goes, a young child is raised at a time of a magician, of a king that was dying. So he asked the king to give me a progeny, somebody that will actually, a protege to, for me to teach them, to pass my knowledge onto them, to take him under my wing and teach him the magic that I do for you. And that child was picked. On the way back, he was also learning from a scholar. So now he didn't know what to do. He was supposed to be learning the message, the magician, the magic from the magician, and he also wanted to learn knowledge. So he didn't know what to do. He asked the scholar, what do I do? He said, ask Allah to help you. And there was a beast on the road. And he took that pebble. He says, Bismillah. If that beast was to be, Allah will guide you the straight path. And it was to be. Alhamdulillah, Allah guided him to learn from the scholar. So he told him, what do I do? He said, if you're late, tell him I was at the, from the magician, I was with my parents. If you were with me, tell the magician I was with my parents. So find your way out. He learned a lot. He became famous with his knowledge. Now people used to come to him. They were ill. Allah gave him the power to be able to cure the ill. And now the king hears about him. Who is that person, this ghulam, that is people flocking and learning from him? Bring him, because he was threatened by them. Bring him to me. I'm not going to go into politics here, but you'd understand where I'm going. If a person is threatened, they want to get rid of the threat. So he tells the platoon, some of his army, take this young man and take him to the highest mountain and throw him from the top of the mountain. I want to teach you a dua that you will never forget, inshallah. So that young man remembered the dua, and he says, Allahumma kfinihim bima shi't. Oh Allah, protect me from them the way you wish. After they took him to the top of the mountain, they made the dua again, remember them, my brothers and sisters. Allahumma kfinihim bima shi't. Oh Allah, protect me from them the way you wish. The mountain shook, everybody fell to their death except that young brave man. With the power of the dua, Allah answered, protected him. He walks back to the king. The king is amazed. How could that be? I sent a platoon with you. You're the only one that's came back to life. He did not give up. He sent another platoon with him. Says to him, take him in the boat, in the deepest depth of the ocean. Throw him off. Let him die drowning. The man said the dua again. That young man said, Allahumma kfinihim bimashit. Again, the boat shook. Everybody flipped. And they died drowning, except him. Took the boat back. And he said the same thing to the king. And he says, listen, you will not be able to kill me. The only way that you are able to kill me is if you gather everyone in the village. And you take this arrow. And when you do, you say, Bismillahi Rabbi Hadha al-Ghulam. In the name of Allah, the Lord of this young man. The man, the king, wanted to get rid of this threat. So he listened to a young boy. A king listened to the young boy because he was equipped of the dua, the supplication, power of the iman in his heart, strength of his faith. You can be strong as your iman. Inna Allah yudafi an alladhina amanu. Indeed, Allah protects those who believe. So don't ever be afraid. Remember the adhan. First thing you heard was Allahu Akbar. God is greater than everything. So the king had no choice except to follow the instructions and the command of that young boy. He gathered the whole village. And there was another story where the king, the tyrant king, had the children from a mother. And every child he would throw, says, believe that I am your Lord, not the one that you do it so. After, he says, Bismillahi Rabbi Hadal Ghulam, and let go the arrow. With that arrow went the soul of one of the best young men that ever walked on the face of the earth. Now people believed in Allah, believed in God, and wanted to embrace the monotheism, Tawheed. And the king now is taking the children away in front of the mother, throwing them. And the mother is holding on, throwing another child, the third child, the last one, was holding on to her bosom. He was suckling. They took that and the mother gave. And that child was among the few, like Jesus, Isa alayhi salam, spoke in that cradle. His uthbuti ya ummah, anti ala al-haq, la ilaha illallah. Oh my mother, hold on to the truth. There's only one deity deserving to be worshipped, which is Allah. And that's where I'm going to leave you, my dear daughter. فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Then know for sure that there's only one deity deserving to be worshipped. بِهَا نَحْيَ وَنَمُوتْ. We live and die accordingly. With that, I ask Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula to make us among those who listen to speech and follow the best of it. جزاكم الله عنا خيرا والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.